face in my league. Got a blockbuster on the way and a pickup up my sleeve. They call my team insane, say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your A game and start playing, cause every single week another win for me.
Yo, commissioner, you can just pay me now. City win first place, then take a bow. Finish on top, I'ma set the standard. Don't believe me, you could check the standings. When I draft, I make smart selections. Got more sleepers than a narcoleptic. Meet your match, kid, my lineup's nasty. It's far-fetched, thinking you might catch me. No surprise, I'm taking home the prize. Only time.
Welcome to the Great Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst for friendsoffantasybenefits.com. Joining me on this episode is Matt Adams from friendsoffantasybenefits.com. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Justin.
I don't know, like, should I be calling you Matt, or should I be calling you Smatta, or should I be calling you whatever you're actually, like, how I'm supposed to pronounce Smatta? Why don't you tell people how it's supposed to be pronounced?
It's supposed to be Smatta.
Smatta. Okay.
So, yeah, so I think you're elongating, what is it, the Smatta. Yep.
All right. Yeah, I'm still going to mess it up.
That's no worries. Yeah, we can roll with that. I don't think I'm Matt outside of Friends with Fantasy Benefits, but don't mind having my real name out there either, so it's not a huge deal.
All right. Why don't you let people know where you can reach on social media?
Sure. On Twitter, at Smatta _BB. That's pretty much it. But yeah, just over at Friends of Fantasy Benefits, and that's it.
Well, we're going to jump into some of the stuff you've been doing over at Friends of Fantasy Benefits, and really just for the Invitational in general, and then talk a little bit about kind of your path into the industry, because you're one of those up-and-coming guys that I really like to profile. But first, we got to start with the Invitational. You're in League 8. You're kind of stuck in the middle of the pack in your league. How has everything been going with that?
You know, it's just looking at the standings. Stuck in the middle of the pack. I think I'm in right in the low hundreds in the overall. Last week was a really rough week. I think I was up to 27th overall. It has been my best spot. And yeah, just last week, David Price, Tyler Glasnow, and then a really, really low batting average across my team just has tanked me kind of right into that. It was 77 points in my league, I think 10th overall. So on the surface, not all that great. But my draft strategy and overall strategy for the league was really kind of focused around delayed gratification. Still on my team is Acuna, Willie Calhoun, Daniel Murphy, Danny Salazar, Jimmy Nelson. So I've got a lot of guys coming. Who knows when they will all be up. But, yeah, and then I guess I can't be too sad about Willie Calhoun because I've also got Kingery on my team who, you know, we were expecting Willie to be up first thing. And so Willie and Kingery kind of switched places there for me. So I don't know. Acuna, I'm starting to get a little bit worried. I hyped him up a ton in the off season, but yeah, we'll see. This he's got to be up here soon if my team's really going to start making some noise.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, because like last week I was looking at the overall standings, and this is one of the reasons why I tell people not to worry about standings until mid to late May. Is because last week I was looking at the overall standings and I'm like, oh man, I'm getting into the top 25. Like, I was right around where you were, 26, 27. And last I looked a couple days ago, I'm at like 126. So, like, I've dropped over 100 spots yeah. in less than a week. And so, like this is why, like, you know, don't get me wrong, we all love to look at the standings because it's fun to troll. It's fun to kind of see where we're at, especially if we're at the top of the standings. But it really means absolutely nothing until we have a large enough sample size where things start to stabilize a little bit.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't know. My team's been kind of decimated with injuries, too. I mean, whose hasn't? But, yeah, I've got Yelich and Margot and, you know, David Price. Hopefully he's fine moving forward. But, yeah, some guys. I mean, I'm a little bit low in stolen bases, so I'm rolling with Rajay Davis this week. So that kind of shows you that where I need a little bit of help.
Okay, any other places you have, like, deficiencies, things that you think you might need to address? Because, like you said, you not only are dealing with injuries, but you loaded up on some minor league guys. You have Verdugo, Calhoun, like you said, you also have Acuna. But then you're just getting creamed by injuries. Mark Melancon, Jimmy Nelson, Danny Salazar, Manny Margot, Raul Mondesi Jr., Christian Yelich, Daniel Murphy. I mean, you don't even have enough active players right now to field a full roster.
Yeah, it's been rough. And I mean, I think going for the high upside play with, you know, there's an overall, I don't think I would have necessarily gone into the strategy with stashing some injured players. There was just, you know, the 15 team league, but I really wanted to, I saw some value in some of those guys. So I kind of did it to myself with Jimmy Nelson, Danny Salazar, Daniel Murphy, right? Those guys, we all knew were going to be on the deal. But yeah, I mean, when you go with that strategy, you know, your team is naturally going to receive injuries, you know, throughout your lineup. So yeah, I've been thankful to have guys, you know, later in my lineup, like later in my draft, like Shin-Soo Choo, Jed Lowry. Who else we got from the pitching side? Fulton Nuich. So I mean, thankfully, we've had some guys that have popped up and been able to tread water a little bit. But yeah, it's been tough. I think the Melancon injury definitely hurt the most. So where my biggest need overall is definitely saves. All I've got is Doolittle, and I guess we can count Matt Albers, if you want to count Matt Albers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you want to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, but I drafted some spec guys. Let's see here. Hirano, Claudio, so those guys didn't really pan out for me. And then Melancon going down, I didn't bid enough on Strickland, so wasn't able to get that Melancon back up there. So yeah, that's been a rough go. But I you know, it's early. Guys are going to pop up on the waiver wire. I've already been talking some trade with Sammy Reed. He's leading our league in saves so far. He's got four decent guys, so maybe we'll see something come through soon between us. But yeah, still early, and I think there's a lot of potential across the team to make a jump in all the categories.
You have a pretty stacked league yourself. League 8, you've got Brett Sayre and Andrew Lamont, and like you said, Sammy Reed is in there, Colin Weatherwax, and Ben Brennis from Friends of Fantasy Benefits have been up near No, they're not good, but they've been up near the top of the overall. Jason Collette's in that league. So any issues with the league in general? And then how are you enjoying the format and your competitors?
Yeah, I mean, issues with my league, a ton of issues. That you put me in there with a bunch of ringers. But I think that everybody's going to have the same thing across all leagues, the same issue there. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it overall. It's been a really, really cool experience. Like you said, I'm really brand new to the industry. So this has been an incredible opportunity for myself to be able to stack up with, some of these guys that I've been reading and listening to on podcasts, for a few years here now. So, and I mean, even going back to when I started playing fantasy baseball when I was in middle school, I think, you know, Scott Pianowski, I think, is in the Invitational. It's like, dang, I remember reading him on Yahoo when I was in high school. Like, it's crazy to think that, at this point, you know, I'm able to join in the leagues with all these guys, and there's so much great competition out there throughout all of the Invitational. It's been really, really cool.
All right, let's talk about you know, before we get into kind of your entrance and you know, experience in the fantasy industry, let's talk a little bit about the Google Docs and the Tableau you've been doing for the standings. It's pretty amazing what you've put together, and if you haven't been able to see it, you can go over to the Invitational Twitter account at TGFBI on Twitter and see this, because this doc you've put together is just as impressive as the draft doc you put together, which was just amazing. Where do you get this knowledge from? Is this stuff like you use for work? is this stuff, because I can use a Google Doc and stuff like that, but like I can't do the kind of stuff you're doing, and it's pretty amazing, and I'm so lucky to have you as a part of Friends of Fantasy Benefits and that you're doing this, because it would not look nearly as cool if I was.
All of this is just stemming from my background, and I went to college for statistics, and I work as an analyst for a small digital marketing agency. And so I'm in Excel and R, which is a statistical programming language. I posted about that recently on Twitter, actually. I do that pretty frequently. I didn't have actually a ton of experience in Tableau, but it's one of those things that I kind of wanted to learn, and that's really across all of this stuff, whether it was the ADP and projections that we put together before the season started, or these overall standings. You know, I'm also just trying to learn as much as I can and apply it across fantasy baseball, and then hopefully I can utilize it later in work too. So that's actually been kind of a nice added bonus to doing all of this. But the background of work has really helped put it together. And, you know, with the ADP and projections, I mean, that wasn't me alone, that's for sure. I think Evan Peterson was the one who created the doc to begin with. And then there was an army of guys at FWFB that were adding in the player names and stuff. And somebody, I think in our staff chat, had said, you know, it'd be cool if we had team projections in there. And I was like, hey, I think we can do that. That would be pretty cool. And so it's definitely not on me in terms of this stuff. And I think the overall standings just kind of evolved from that. And I think it was Brian Cray over at Fake Teams. He was doing some ADP stuff with the invitational drafts as well. And he was doing it through Tableau. And I really liked how that looked. Just the way that connected quickly to Google Doc and how that all interchanged and worked. I was like, yeah, I think that'd be a good place to go with the overall standings. And so, yeah, if anybody has any questions on that, I'm happy to answer them and help out. What I had posted about on Twitter with the statistical programming language R, I mean, I use it for work and have had a lot of experience just from school and stuff with it too. And I know there's been people out there, even in the industry, that are asking about it and ways to learn. I'm happy to help answer any questions, whether it's that or Google Docs. I think one of my biggest things is, you know, that's kind of my lane. And I think that's kind of where I see myself a little bit in this industry, is more on the tools side maybe than the writing side. And it doesn't mean I'm not going to do any writing or anything like that, but I realize that that's my lane, and I hope to grow outside of my lane and grow it. But I'm happy to help anybody grow into that part of the fantasy industry as well.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about you getting into the industry. How did you get into the industry? How long have you been doing this? I know you've been with Friends of Fantasy Benefits for just a few months, but we've really enjoyed having you there. Talk about kind of your emergence into the industry.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. I didn't really necessarily envision me ever necessarily doing this. I had created a Twitter profile, the one that I plugged in the beginning, I think around November. And so I was brand new then. I just wanted to get in and create an account that was solely focused on fantasy. I wanted to get into some mock drafts, potentially interact with some guys around the industry, pick some brains, and that kind of stuff. And it was pretty funny. I think it was like the third day I created this account, and I had gotten followed by, at the time, I was looking at Dynasty stuff. So it was Ralph Lifshitz and Michael Halpern over, who was no longer doing it, but the Razzball show for the minor league show, Dynasty show. And I think it was your recent guest, Andy Singleton. He had also followed me back, and I was super excited. And I think I tweeted something about like, oh, I can't believe in 3 days, like, you know, I got followed back by these guys. And I think I'd got invited to join a mock draft too, or I jumped into one that was, there was a link posted and was doing that with Ralph. And I was just post about that. And Andy just commented, you need loftier goals. And I thought to myself, I you know, I probably do. but it was really cool. I think getting to interact right away with some guys in the industry like that, especially Ralph in the beginning. And then, you know, I was looking around, there were guys that were posting about potential writing jobs. There was stuff going over at Baseball Prospectus. I didn't have any writing experience really, so I was like, well, that's kind of out. And then I think it was Dynasty Guru, they were posting stuff as well, looking for applicants. And you know, what I really liked about Friends with Fantasy Benefits is that ultimately, that's, you know, I'm with you guys and I'm excited about that. The reason being why I picked you guys is because, well, not that I picked you, you guys said yes to me, which is kind of ridiculous to begin with, but it was because I'd listened to the Friends with Fantasy Benefits podcast over the last few years, and so I felt like I already kind of knew what you guys were about. It was a big group of people, which was cool. You know, it's a lot of different people to interact with, and I think it's really cool what FWFB has going on, and I'm excited to be a part of it too. And yeah, so just getting into it, I mean, I didn't really expect it, but it's just been amazing how I think friendly and willing to help out everybody in the industry is too. And I think that's kind of directed me, especially early on, to being like, yeah, I think I want to do this. So yeah, it's kind of been a short while here, but excited to be doing it.
Well, we're really happy to have you, Friends with Fantasy Benefits. And, you know, I mean, this kind of goes to show, like, I've always told people in the industry, like, if you want a chance to write, you want a chance to podcast, you know, most places are going to have you, you know, submit writing samples or, you know, show that you have a lot of experience. We've set Friends with Fantasy Benefits up as kind of almost like the fantasy version of a teaching hospital. You know, we're gonna let you come in and do your own thing, and but at the same time, we're also, you know, we're happy to help you kind of, you know, craft your stuff. And you know, if people out there are looking for a place to kind of break into the industry, Friends of Fantasy Benefits is one of those places that doesn't really turn people away. You know, you just gotta be able to be consistent, and that's one of the things you've been with all this invitational stuff. It's just been absolutely amazing. So we're super glad to have you at FWFB. We're going to be sad when someone, one of the big boys, comes in and steals you away.
I'm going to be with you guys for a long, long time. I can tell you that much.
That's what they all say. Do you have anything that you're working on coming down the pike that you want to talk about?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of my time's obviously been spent on the standings recently, but I've been looking at a couple of things, graphing out some minor league data. So there's no real place to get minor league rolling graphs, kind of like you see on FanGraphs. So I've been developing a dynamic way to do that, a little place where you can go just plug in the name and pick a statistic and see a rolling trend graph for minor league players. So that's kind of on the horizon. And then I've also been looking at some velocity stuff. That's been pretty in vogue, I feel like, this year. Ways to try. I'm looking at it in a way that using, what is it? Kind of like quality control measures, you know. So in a quality control system, you maybe you're making widgets, and those widgets should be made within certain specifications, but nothing's ever perfect. So you're measuring how far, you know, the imperfections are. And that's kind of how I view or at least how I'm investigating it with velocity, right? So these guys are trying to replicate their pitch and throw it at a certain velocity or whatever it might be, you know, over and over and over. And in a game average, if you look at a chart, you know, game over game over game, it doesn't look all that different. But, you know, when a guy comes in like Kenley Jansen, his velocity is down, you know, how do we know whether it's significantly down or not? That's the question that I'm trying to answer, as well as figuring out if there's multiple games over the span of maybe like 5 to 10 games where their velocity isn't necessarily necessarily down to the point of like everyone's panicking, but it's consistently down to the point of we can say, hey, there is an absolute trend here that they've had 10 games in a row where it's been below their average over the last year or over the last six months worth of games or whatever it is. And so that's the other kind of thing I'm looking at right now. And, you know, those are more, on the, more on the tools side than the writing side. But as I mentioned before, that's kind of where I think I'm going to fit in a little bit more. So I'm excited about those. And, if you want to see my most recent work, I was on Twitter with my emotional response to my invitational draft, putting a bunch of hearts in paint over Scott Kingery's face. That's basically what that is about.
Yeah, it's you've also got some hearts on Corey Kluber. So, I mean, at least you got him going. Though hopefully he doesn't get blown up tonight in Puerto Rico. So I need him. I've got him in DFS. So anything else you want to profile before we kind of start to wrap it up here?
No, I mean, I think the only other thing I kind of wanted to say was a big thank you to everyone who I've interacted with on Twitter. Who's been really, really cool. I wish I could name everyone, but I think, you know, there's like Bubba over with the Bench with Bubba podcast. I've been talking with him a bunch. I've, especially in the beginning, interacting with Andy and Ralph and Michael Halpern, and then getting into leagues with guys like Paul Martin and Donkey Teeth and people like that. Got into a couple of dynasty leagues with them before I started writing. I just want to give a shout out to them because just all that interaction on Twitter has really kind of helped propel what I wanted to do and develop what I've wanted to do so far this year. So, yeah, I just wanted to give a little shout out there.
All right. Well, then let's finish up with the last question that I like to ask, and that is if other people are looking to get in the fantasy industry, give them a piece of advice that maybe you wish someone else had given you.
Yeah, hitch on to the Justin Mason train. he's everywhere, and no, but seriously, I think there's differing degrees of what you might be wanting to do, right? You might be, your end goal might be wanting to write for FanGraphs or Baseball HQ or Baseball Perspective, these big boys, right? But you know, depending on where you are, I think your goal should be to, if you're just trying to break in, write something or do something that is within your lane, right? If you're really big into injuries, start investigating it even more and develop something that has to do with that. Or if you're a writer, write, like just do it. And you'll especially get in on Twitter and interact. Everyone's really cool and responsive. So I think that's my biggest thing, and to really just identify your lane and go with it.
You know, and I tell people all the time, make yourself invaluable, you know? And
yeah,
that's one of the things, like, you know, if you make yourself invaluable to an organization, to a sector of the industry, you know, you don't want to ever get pigeonholed into, you know, necessarily, oh, this is a guy that only can do this. But at the same time, like, you know, I mean, there are people, you know, everybody writes, you know, almost everybody podcasts, you know, and don't get me wrong. Like, I totally think people should just go out and do it. Like, go do podcasts, go do things that are going to have people see and hear your content. But at the same time, if you can do things like, you know, you can do with a Tableau, with a Google Sheets and Docs and things like that, it can set you apart from other people and get you maybe a little bit more notice than you would normally get, you know, and be a vital part of an organization makes you an important part of, like, FWFB right now. And so I think what you have done is really set yourself apart from some of the other people in the industry, because there aren't as many people who can do what you're doing.
Kind words. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me.
Yeah. Thanks, Justin. Had a blast.
Real quick before we end, why don't you just remind people again where you can reach us on social media?
Yep. On Twitter, at Smata underscore BB.
All right. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah. Thanks, Justin. Got a blockbuster on the way and a pickup on my sleeve. They call my team insane. Say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your A game and start playing, because every single week another win for me. Yo, commissioner, you can just pay me now. City win first place, then take a bow. Finish on top, I'ma set the standard. Don't believe me, you could check the standings. When I draft, I'll make smart selections. Got more sleepers than a narcoleptic. Meet your match, kid, my lineup's nasty. It's far-fetched, thinking you might catch me. No surprise, I'm taking home the prize. Only time I rest is a playoff bye. Make amazing finds off the waiver wire. All day and night, better stay retired. See me in first, all proud and cozy. Bro, please, I can't even count my trophies. Bragging, even with my bats are slumping, I'ma pack a punch, stat track a junkie. I'm the one they don't wanna play. First place in my league. Got a blockbuster on my way and a pickup on my